Presley with Martin Besser.
Hanging with a very special guest this morning, Sammy Hall says on social media, you might know as that. A lot of followers. How many followers do you have?
My biggest platform is actually Facebook. It's bigger than TikTok. That is about 135,000 now.
Wow.
What is bigger in our country? I mean, a lot of people think it's TikTok. I don't think it's necessarily TikTok. I actually think it's Instagram.
Instagram, I think, is very aesthetic. Sometimes I'm not aesthetically pleasing.
You're beautiful.
That's a terrible thing to say.
but Instagram is a lot about the kind of more
fitness influencers, yeah. That type of thing. I enjoy Instagram. The reels are very funny. You see a lot of the older trends and it's entertaining. But I think it depends on your market. And mothers loves me.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's mothers loves you.
Mothers. Loves me. Okay. So that's Facebook works for me. TikTok as well, but I have very different demographics on the different platforms. And it's very wide. I love that.
I had
on one day at Millipap, people came to like take pictures, what. There was some 8-year-old girl who came to say hi. And on the same day, a 95-year-old lady
who wanted
to come and take a selfie. And it was like the highlight of my day.
I love that.
I love the variety.
Yes.
Like, anybody is welcome.
I only started TikTok this year.
Yeah.
I only embraced it this year, Sam.
What was holding you back, Martin?
I don't know.
Speak to me.
There were, because TikTok initially started with a lot of dance challenges. And I aren't too great. When it comes to the dancing.
I don't believe you.
No, I've learned a lot from you.
No, thank you, but no, you can get down to the get down. Yeah. Kijk, as jy te maties gekoop het, is dit altyd makliker.
But
sometimes not being great is your biggest plus point.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you're not good at something, embrace it.
Yeah, so maybe I should do...
Accent.
Yeah, we are okay. I hear you say. Maybe I should embrace the floss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please do a floss.
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, I'm talking about a throwback.
But I want to be better. I want to put different stuff on. You know what it is? I think it's because, and I think a lot of people think like this. Let me know. I think a lot of us think our lives aren't that interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I watch other people and then they go live in their house.
I know.
And then I find them so entertaining and so interesting. Yeah. And I think to myself, now I'm at home. Shall I go live? And then I think to myself, who the heck wants to see that?
Or is it? Isn't it interesting stuff? Or is it because you see so many similarities. You're like, oh, look at that. That's just like me.
I can be just like Martin Bester.
I just feel dumb going live.
No, I get you. Because what are you now doing in your house? And now I'm
and
in
my, dog,
my house.
My dog,
and my dog.
Literally 5 minutes ago was very entertaining and now it just lays there.
Yeah.
Are you jealous of your dog? Your dog's actually the star of your TikTok.
I know. No, but you're going to help us. I love the tips you gave this morning, and a lot of companies are listening as well, because people often ask, what can we do on social media? What are the rules and stuff? And the one thing that stuck just now, you said, don't try too hard.
Yeah.
Just don't try too hard.
I want everyone to repeat after me when I say, anything is content.
Anything is content.
Anything is content. Because I'm going to walk you through my kind of everyday... What can I even call it?
Routine.
Yeah. When it comes to content.
Pause. Maybe go live on TikTok because it's, happening.
Okay, I'm not going to go live on mine. Let's go live on the shows. Etienne. See, I'm also way too polite, hey?
Yeah.
I always put the show first. I'm going to stop that.
Yeah.
I should listen to other colleagues who now sit with much bigger following and they never ever gave the station. I'm not going to mention names. I'm just killing time.
I feel like I'm walking into something.
You started something.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, you say so. Anything can be content. Let's talk about your journey here this morning. How could that be content? Because you came from where? Pretoria side?
I came from Kempton Park.
Oh, from Kempton Park.
Yes. Okay. Which doesn't seem too far. But here's the thing. As I was coming here, it was dark. Okay. So you think, okay, quickly pop over to Midrand. I don't come here often, but a couple of times this year. Sure. And what I've noticed is there's not a working robot in sight.
No.
Not a single one.
The decorations, though.
Every time I come here, it's the same story, but I've never came here while it was dark out.
Okay.
And then you have no clue what's going on. You have to engage night vision.
That's right. That's then, us every morning.
Yeah, night vision. I can't see. And then at the same time, the lankies that's supposed to be on the pot, you know, the ones that tells you, this is a lane. Nothing.
They're not there.
Nothing.
No, they're not there. They're
so
not there.
You have to kind of guess.
Yeah,
if,
yes.
Are you inside a lane?
Or not.
Are you on the side of the road? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Interesting.
So I decided there's a guy in front of me who looks like he has his life together. He looks like he knows where he's going.
Yeah.
I'm following him now.
No scratches on his car.
He doesn't have a single dent.
Yeah. That's usually a good sign.
I'm following this guy.
His flickerlicht is working. Everything's great. I'm following this guy. And then he turned in the opposite direction of where I was going. And I really thought maybe I should just continue to follow him. Maybe where he's going, the robots are working. Who knows? I still don't know how I got here.
But
and I'm stressed. And then this happens. And this is something that everyone deals with every day. And you can just talk about it. Put it on the internet.
Sam, you are so right. I should actually, we all should film just our... It's not even people coming in here in the mornings. And the potholes, I thought about it this morning. It's like freestyling life.
Oh, yeah.
The traffic lights aren't working.
Yeah.
It's dark out there. And then you dodge that. Do you know, do you have any idea how good I've become at dodging potholes?
Potholes, yeah. It's a skill.
I actually congratulated myself like a crazy person.
Yes.
Because I'm alone in the car.
Yeah.
I congratulated myself this morning because here's me. I go, whoo, 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 and then I'm, hang on, this is the one where you straddle.
Yeah.
Yes, great. Up, 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 up. And then I can get another like Mr. B.
No, the straddle for me is the best though. Yes. When it goes underneath, I'm like, look at me go.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Paul.
And this
skills.
Is where you pull out your phone.
Yeah.
Right. Right. That's South Africans. We can do all that.
Yes.
And still phone.
Yes. And it has a name. It's a official South African sport, pothole rafting.
Nice.
Oh. Nice.
It's along with the game, the South African game, guess whose turn it is? Where you're at the stop street or the robot, you're like, go. No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you go. Can someone just go? I have some places to be. /Madam.
Yeah, and I'm following that guy who looks like he's got his life together.
So if there's someone in Midrand who was very closely followed by a crazy lady.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
It's Samuel.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
South Africa's Taylor. You know, what a fun time catching up with you. I'm so proud of you. I love you to bits. Get her book. It's called The Memoirs of a Clumsy Potato, obviously. And follow her on social media at Sammy Hall Says. It's S-A-1-M-I. Sammy Hall Says. Come visit us again. Yay. Don't forget about us, Sammy. This is where you started.
No, I started from the bottom. Now I'm still bottom-ish. But
how do you think I feel?
Listen. I still do have a TikTok challenge for you guys.
Oh, fantastic. We're going to do that next.
All right.
All right, fantastic. Sammy, good to see you. Look after yourself.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.